Sanhedrin, Perek Hey, Mishneh Gimel. This Mishneh will describe how there are instances when even if the Edom, even if the witnesses contradict each other, sometimes they can still be kosher and sometimes not. The Mishneh says, Echad Omer Bishnayim B'chodesh. If one of the witnesses says the incident occurred on the second day of the month, Vechad Omer Bishlosha B'chodesh, one says it occurred on the third day of the month, Edusan Kayemes, it's still a valid testimony. One of them was aware that the previous month was a 30-day month, and the other one thinks it was a 29-day month. So therefore, they could be off by a day due to one of them missing the correct information. The Gemara explains, however, that this is only true up until halfway through the month. Once the halfway point of the month has been reached by the 16th day of the month, already at that point, one says the 16th day of the month, one says the 17th day of the month, it's batel, because by the halfway point, already everybody knows whether or not the previous month had 30 days or 29 days. Now, the Mishnah says, Echad Omer Bishlosha, Vechad Omer Bechamisha, if one says the third day of the month, one says the fifth day of the month, Edus and Betela, their Edus would be batel, it's nullified because they're off by too much. Echad Omer b'shtei shos, ve'echad Omer b'shalosh shos. One says it happened the second hour of the day. One says it happened the third hour of the day. Now remember, these are working with the shos manios. Basically, if you take the sunrise to sunset and divide it into 12, so if they're only off by 1 hour, edus and kayemes, the edus is still valid. Echad Omer b'shalosh, ve'echad Omer b'chamesh. But if one of them says it was the third hour, one says the fifth hour, edus and betela, then the edus would be batel. However, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kayemes, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, people can be off sometimes even by 2 hours. However, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, Echad Omer B'chamesh, Echad Omer B'sheva, if one of them says 5, the fifth hour of the day, one says the seventh hour of the day, even though it's only off by 2, and Rabbi Yehuda said that's okay, but in this case, it would be edus and betela, it would be a disqualified edus. Why? She'b'chamesh chama b'mizrach, v'sheva chama b'marav. Because since it's near the zenith, it's near the top of the sky, in the fifth hour of the day, the sun is in the east, and the seventh hour, it's in the west, so it's very discernible during those hours of the day, the difference between 2 hours. So even Rabbi Yehuda would agree in that case that the edus would be batel, it would be disqualified.